USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has filed a motion seeking a new trial in the death of George Floyd, arguing that his constitutional right for a fair trial was violated multiple times throughout the proceedings. Defense attorney Eric Nelson took issue with the judge's refusal to grant a change of venue and the decision not to sequester jurors during the trial. There's also an issue where a juror who did not tell the court his support for Black Lives Matter movement. President Biden wants 70% of U.S. adults to have at least one COVID-19 shot by July 4th, a goal he announced Tuesday, along with plans to vaccinate harder-to-reach populations and preparations for vaccinating teenagers. Social media interactions about former President Trump have fallen 91% since January, according to data from NewsWhip. Facebook's 20-person ruling board declined reinstating President Trump to Facebook Wednesday morning. Trump launched his own platform Tuesday, DonaldJTrump.com. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Smuggling by sea has become a popular way to enter the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The smuggling of illegal immigrants by boat is becoming a more common occurrence off the coast of California. According to data from the U.S. Border Patrol, agents documented 309 maritime smuggling events in the San Diego sector in fiscal year 2020, and agents have logged 157 maritime smuggling events so far this fiscal year. Border Patrol agent Jeff Stevenson reminding everyone.
The smugglers, they don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit. To them, these people are just commodities.
How much does it cost? The commonly accepted range now falls between $6,000 and $10,000 U.S. dollars. That's according to an April 2019 study by the RAND Corporation. Prices vary according to how you want to cross when you get to the border. Wally Mason, a California immigration attorney whose clients have entered the country this way, confirms the findings. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The great state of Texas is wide open without any COVID-19 restrictions, and science is revealing COVID cases continue to fall in the Lone Star State. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brett Garrard believes that's an achievable goal. The former HHS assistant secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
National Geographic is reporting the 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases in the United States has declined 21% from last week. 11 days after the National Football League draft, the league will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams. The 2021 schedule will be released on Wednesday, May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.